Many of you know that I was on vacation last week, and I went, checked off my entire bucket list because it was only one thing. I got to see, for the first time, Niagara Falls. And I have never seen anything so powerful and beautiful, even though it rained every single day, but you're going to get wet when you go to Niagara Falls anyway, so no big deal. But one of the most moving things I saw was something that they call behind the falls. And you don't actually get up behind them, but you get up very close, like within 10 feet of where the water is rushing down. And the sound is unbelievable. It's just very humbling, let's say, to see the beauty of that power so closely and not be in any danger of getting swept away by it. There is a tradition in some of the other forms of worship, a contemplative tradition, in which they imagine being behind a waterfall. The exercise says this: picture the mind like a waterfall. The water is the torrent of thoughts and emotions, and mindfulness is the space behind the waterfall. In other words, don't always get caught up in what is rushing past, but occasionally step behind it, appreciate it, but don't be part of it. In our tradition, I believe that the laws, the rules, and our need for busyness all make up that waterfall. All of the things that we do to try to make ourselves feel that we're important and that we have worth in this world, all of those things add up to our waterfall. Today in the gospel, we have a combination of accounts. In one of my Bibles, the HarperCollins, it has these little headers for each story, and it separates things. And one in this particular reading says, teaching about divorce. And the next one says, Jesus blesses the little children. Now, that's something we have done in our English publication of the Bible. The original writings of the Bible and the way the story took place, I don't think had any headers to guide us or to break up the busy text. This was all one piece. I don't think it's any accident that this teaching about divorce and Jesus blesses the little children are right together in this gospel story. Jesus is asked about the law of divorce, and he takes the question and reframes it entirely. He steps behind the waterfall. He goes from the details of rules, what did Moses say about this, and he turns it into a question of the rightness of the heart, speaking of the pure heart found in children. He asks us to stand behind the cascade of activity and legality for the opportunity to cultivate in ourselves and others the mind of Christ. We should be like little children. We should. He asks us to stand behind all of that and distance ourselves just a little so that we can have the pureness of heart that children have. We take that step behind the waterfall, not to solve our problems, but to keep daily things from overwhelming us. We create a space between what happens in our life and our response, and that space we create allows us to respond with the mind of Christ in a loving way. We are all part of the waterfall most days, but it helps to stand behind the rushing water and watch it without being swept up in everydayness. If we do that, at least occasionally, we can let go of unproductive thoughts and habits. Those habits do not rule us. We can remember, if we remove ourselves from the waterfall and stand behind it, we rule those habits, not the other way around, if we are empowered by the Spirit of God. To distance ourselves from human hurt and human accomplishment allows us to cultivate the mind of Christ. It requires, though, a radical purity of heart, which seems impossible when you're in the middle of that cascade. To have that radical purity, we have to do something that is radically different, not just to add to our to-do list, but to do something differently. Jesus reminds us that we enter the kingdom by receiving it in complete dependence on God as a child does, not through fulfillment of abstract legal principles. When we are able to do this, we have a different vantage point, a place where we can try to understand purity of heart and total union of God as a child would understand it. Not the obligation of rules, but creation of a better space within us and around us. The listeners here want to turn Jesus' teaching into one more rule, one more thing to follow. But that instinct leads to adding to the waterfall, adding to the noise, instead of removing us from it. They are asking the wrong question. They're asking about legality and causation when they should be thinking about how they could be transformed by God if they have the mind of Christ. Why is it so difficult for us to remove ourselves from those everyday concerns? Well, they are the basis of our comfort and our self-worth. We measure ourselves very often by how much we get done. And to step away and not do anything for a moment is to let go of the basis of our security. The basis of our security is to think we're in control, that we are important, that we have to do certain things and check things off the list. And so we pray for specific things instead of asking simply for more than we could ask or imagine. We pray, help me, God, with my job. Help me with my relationships. Help me with this or that, all part of the waterfall. We try to tinker with this life instead of imagining another one as the mind of a child might do. God calls us to see an entirely new world. All of those things that we do that add to the waterfall are part of the incarnation of God's Spirit, but they are not it. We are asked to step behind it, to see the person we are called to be, because Jesus became a particular person. He showed us not only how to be a human being, but how to be particular men and women. But we cannot see that if we're caught up in all the noise and the busyness. We're promised a different life, one that we cannot imagine if we insist on staying in the middle of this one, something far beyond this existence. The waterfall is beautiful. It is impressive and powerful and moving, and what happens in it can change the world. But when we step behind it, even for a few moments, we see that other world. We see that purity of heart that children can cultivate more easily than we. We see trust in God, which allows all of that power to be harnessed through God. The power and the movement of the water entrance us. But God wants us to have more than that. He wants us to have peace of soul, companionship with God and with other people, and a sense always of having done something eternal. So God invites us, against all of our human instincts, at least occasionally, to see what lies behind the waterfall. Amen.